We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Hank Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. With a nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're running out of time here. It's 11 after 10 already.
Fast.
I really hope that you've gotten out of bed by now. Don't let me catch you sleeping now.
It is such a gorgeous day.
It is
outside.
A pretty day. Yeah, it's nice. Nice out there. Nice and cool. Let's see. One of our monitor things, our software is not working this morning. So I don't know. Is there
Richard in Raleigh
is with us. Hey, Richard.
Morning, y'all.
Morning. Yeah.
Morning, y'all.
Well, one of the things I wanted to pass on is this year I do a combination of vertical staking and the cages, and normally I tie some twine onto the stake for the vertical staking, but I don't bend like I used to, so I just used wire ties.
Wire ties?
Yeah.
Like your loaf bread, Rufus.
Yeah, like electrician's cues.
That's a good idea.
Well, you can buy these long green ones from a garden shop.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The longer ones would probably work better. But people are running out of tobacco sticks because nobody grows tobacco anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody grows steaks anymore, either. I think I've got the only tobacco steaks left anywhere.
They're expensive now. Yeah. Buying like bamboo steaks and things.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Richard, I have a cousin who sent me some heirloom tomato seed, and I said, well, Gladys, how do you plant yours? She said, well, I take either the pot or the ground. I put my stake in, and I plant it right to the ground, and I pull up everyone that comes up except one. And she says, but I don't get any fruit till till August.
Yeah. Yeah. There ain't nothing wrong with that either, you know.
That's cool.
It's depends on how when you want to get your fruit.
Right. Well, that'd be
some
good,
people they just they second, want it by June.
Good second yeah. crop. Yeah.
I want them as soon and as long as I can.
There you go.
I know. People just, and there's no harder fruit to grow, is there, or vegetable.
It's a toughie. It's yeah, a challenge.
It's really
some of them.
Kind of picky.
Depending on.
They are very picky.
Yeah.
What's your favorite tomato, Richard?
Well, Sun Gold is.
That's my fave for small, for sure.
For small. And I tried a Knave's Red Azorian. And that was pretty darn good.
Mm.
And the mortgage lifters are pretty good.
Yeah.
But to say I have a favorite, the early girls and the better boys are the insurance policy. So this year I've tried a Mark Twain on Gerald's advice.
Mark Twain.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the other thing that I'm trying that Gerald recommended was using pine straws mulch.
Hmm.
And I think with this cold weather, that's going to pay a dividend because it absorbs heat, whereas the wheat straw that I usually use as mulch reflects heat. So hopefully that'll work out.
Are you planting seed directly in the ground?
Not the seed, but the seedlings, I guess.
Okay.
So we'll see how the pine straw works. And in theory, it should provide a good insulating blanket for tonight.
Yeah.
So you've already planted?
Holy moly.
Oh, yeah. Well, last year, Gerald ran out of the ones that I wanted before I could get them. A tomato plant in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Well, you better go out there and sit with them tonight.
That's right.
Yeah.
You hang out with them.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to need some protection, maybe.
And you can be an optimist or you can be a pessimist. And
yeah.
Historically, I've been on the good part of the optimism with the weather. It takes a little effort.
Good for you. Yeah. April 15th, I think, is the average time in this area.
But
for a last frost.
Yeah.
And Gerald does caution his.
He sells really early in the season just so people can get them in hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with letting them sit in the shed.
And look at them and think about, fantasize about those tomatoes and the mayonnaise.
In a 3-gallon pot, you know, one of those 3-gallon black pots on a night, because we're dependent on where you're at in the triangle and what your microclimate is in your yard. One of those 3-gallon pots or 5-gallon pots just thrown over, maybe with a little bit of cloth on the inside just to give a little bit of insulation, is enough. We're not getting down to like the low 30s. It's really the mid 30s, and sometimes when the air settles on them, the air that settles on them is colder, you know, than the ground, and it can cause some issues. But
they're right next to the house where we just happen to have a dryer vent, so. A little microclimate's pretty good there.
That's good.
And I've got some drop cloths that I'll just make a tent out of them and I'll be fine.
Perfect.
And the other thing that I did last year is I had some flower pots that I set next to the plants, and they could collect the heat and trap it overnight so they could re-radiate it overnight, and that seemed to work pretty well. Still had great yields, and just looking forward to the end products. Oh, another little tip, too. And of course, last summer we about August in Morehead City, we had half. When I went to wash the salad, we had half blanched lettuce and half boiled fish, and we caught them.
How about that?
Yeah.
Literally, if you look at the temperature scale, that's not too far from the truth. when you get those three packs of the romaine lettuce, don't open the top of the package. Take some scissors and open the bottom of them and close it back with a clothespin, because that package design is designed to be packed from the top. But when you try to extract it, lettuce can go everywhere.
Hmm.
It damages it.
You're always thinking, aren't you, Richard?
Well, there's a reason for everything.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
That's right. That's right. Oh, pay attention.
So, thank you all for getting up so early in the morning. Just
oh, well, this was nothing. Well, yeah, 5:36 is nothing.
Well, to quote Jim Morrison, no eternal reward will forgive you for having wasted the dawn.
Ooh, oh, wow. One. Yeah, that's a great line.
And, of course, I like to get up early in the morning because I like to watch the sunrise. And back when I was going to sea, the most coveted watch was the 4 to 8 watch. It's 4 to 8 in the morning, 4 to 8 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Plus, you had the maximum amount of overtime.
Wow. Hmm. Yeah. Nelson likes to get up early, too, and see the sunrise, especially at the beach. And shark's teeth are out there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And as we age, and sun exposure can become a concern, the earlier you get up and later in the day is better.
Well, that's interesting. I appreciate you calling, as always, Richard.
Well, y'all have a great one.
You too, buddy.
Well, thanks so much for being there for us.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye. So, Daphne's really kicking. She just, she's rolling around.
She really is. If you watch my stomach long enough, you could probably see.
Well, you just jumped. So that made me jump.
Yeah. Sometimes if I rub her a little bit, she'll just calm down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's very distracting to have politicians and radio announcers in here.
It certainly is.
Very disconcerting to a baby.
Tipping her toes in the water.
Yeah. That's right. If she's named Daphne, as Rufus was saying, don't let her get any wet feet.
That's right. Nah, I love going swimming, so she's gonna have wet feet.
Yeah.
I've planted a Daphne in the yard for my birthday. That was my birthday
wonderful.
Present.
Wonderful. I know you planted it carefully.
Oh, yeah.
We want that one to last forever.
That's right. Right outside the door, front door, in a nice dry spot where I can maybe drop some water on it if it needs it.
And she'll always smell like lemon.
Fruit Loops.
Yeah, Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. Lemony Fruit
I don't
Loops.
Get that Fruit Loops. I know. That didn't smell like Fruit Loops.
To me, they do.
I never liked Fruit Loops.
Cliff Joyner's saying of the day is,
what is that?
The hotter the conflict, the more glorious the triumph.
Did he say that? I'll be doggone. I'll have to.
Well, Thomas Paine really said it. But
we'll see Cliff in a couple of weeks in Nashville. And then
you and I got to go
a week after
booth.
That, I think we'll be in Sanford.
Yes, you will.
I can't wait for that.
We're so excited to have y'all. May 4th.
Rufus, we're going to eat at Yarborough's.
Yeah, y'all be able to walk to Yarborough's.
Because it's right across the street.
Great.
You've been to Yarborough's before?
I certainly have and can't wait.
So you know about the ice cream.
I know about Yarborough's.
Yeah, that was a dairy. That was a kind of a dairy. My father-in-law knew Mr. Yarborough.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the first time I ate there was with him.
Maybe some of my Keller friends will come by, Oscar Jr. and Buddy Keller. And
well, we'll put out the word that Rufus is coming to Santa.
Yeah.
Oh, it's May 4th is, you know, it's right. That's 2 weeks after the season, after the farmer's market opens on April 20th. And we got Meredith Favre is the local foods agent in Lee County, and she has already worked with the board of the market, and they have a banging schedule the entire season. They've got 33 weeks of market, and every single week has something going on.
I love that the town farmers markets are just doing so well.
We visited the one in Wake Forest one time that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Roseville.
Was it Roseville?
Roseville. Yeah. That was last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Fuquay's got a pretty neat market.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah. And Apex and so many of the
Holly
cities
Springs
around.
Apex,
and that's wonderful. We'll be talking to the lady who runs the big one in this part
Monica.
Of the state, Ms. Monica. She's out there trying to keep the farmers market people, the customers, and the Dreamville customers separated.
So
they go to the right place. Yeah.
Crazy.
If you want some vegetables, you come here. If you want to hear music, you go there.
Probably get your vegetables and hear the music.
That's right. That's right. It's
a twofer.
What a big deal. I mean, 100,000 people
Oh, yeah. Dear gosh, I didn't even think about that. I was thinking, oh, it'd be a nice weekend to go
that's,
to the farm.
That's why we are not there. We were scheduled to be there today. But
well, I'm going to have a new route to get home. I'm going to drop by Gerald's because he told me he has grown me some creasy greens.
Oh, cool.
And I...
Are you going to cook them up tonight?
I'm going to cook them up. I remember, Linda's not going to watch me put a ham hock in them. But also... How do you fix Swiss chard?
You got to saute that stuff to death. Otherwise, it tastes like dirt.
Okay.
But Swiss chard, olive oil, some garlic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have some growing.
Salt and pepper. Yeah.
I don't know why. I threw some seed out a couple months ago, and here it is.
Yep.
So you got a violet,
it looks like rhubarb.
As old folks say.
It's pink rhubarb.
It's so pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah. It is colorful.
You might be chewing from here to next Christmas.
I mean, I like to cut it, clean it, soak it in water and a little bit of salt, and then when I get ready to cook it, saute it with some olive oil,
garlic. But you don't eat it raw.
No.
I don't. You can. No. I don't.
No, brush the dirt off.
Maybe I put some mayonnaise on it.
Ooh, yeah. go with Amanda's.
I tried. I didn't get a rise out of her. She just didn't even pay attention when I said tomatoes and mayonnaise.
Amanda's suggestion. So a little soy sauce on it, too. Yeah.
Soy sauce?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, just a little bit.
Teriyaki glaze.
I'll chop it up and put some stuff on it and see what it's like.
Saute it as long as you can. Get it translucent because it tastes like dirt.
Sounds about kale.
Get you a big pot and cook it for a week.
I can eat kale.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Hummingbird scouts are out and looking for fueling stations. So drop by Wild Birds Unlimited and get what you need to deal with hummingbirds or anything else in the bird world. Celebrate. Our friends at Wild Birds Unlimited in Cary and Raleigh have given us a high perch hummingbird feeder, a bottle of nectar, and a 20-pound bag of their no-mess seed to keep the other birds happy. And to win, just click on the banner, WPTF.com, or go to the contest page at WPTF.com. You know, every time you buy a bag of black cow, you're helping the environment. Bet you never thought about it that way. You got dogs barking and everything in the background here. Our process helps to repurpose manure so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture, too. Your lawn and your flower beds, your vegetable gardens, all of it would be much happier. Get off to a great start with black cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and black cow. For more details, check out their website, blackcow, that's spelled with a K, .com. 10:26 WPTF time. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. Monica, you doing okay today?
I'm doing okay. I hope you all are.
Yeah.
How big is your fly swat to keep those people that want to go to want to park in the farmer's market parking lot to go to the event?
I may need a pretty big one today. Got a lot of folks going in all sorts of directions. A lot of people out shopping at the market, but we've also... of course, have Dreamville Festival next door at Dick's Park, and so a lot of folks are getting ready for that. And so we just have some extra folks, staffed and everything, but still you can still come out and stop.
Yeah.
And everybody's strolling in right now. Traffic and everything's moving freely all around the market.
Great.
And,
what's the secret password to be able to park there? And then it won't become very secret.
I want to see Gerald. Or I want a Rufus dog.
You're shopping at the market. So we're
that's right.
And no fibbing either.
That's right. No fibbing. So, you got it all out there today, and what a pretty day to sell vegetables and more coming in every day.
It is. It's a gorgeous day here at the market, and, you know, we have just a ton of plants and flowers here at the market, shrubbery, vegetable plants, of course. Everybody's ready to get those gardens in, even though the weather's kind of tricky to contend with, but just may have to do a little extra protection. Of course, if you're trying to get those started early, we have hanging baskets, bedding plants, fruit trees, and just so much more. Just a huge selection of plants and lots of knowledge to go along with it, because those growers will definitely help you with making decisions and helping you figure out what you might need for your landscape if you're looking for a certain area, certain conditions, and that sort of thing. And strawberries are here.
Yes!
Local North Carolina strawberries, and they are delicious, mm-hmm. and we're so happy to see them. That's always a sure sign that spring is here.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And you got plenty of asparagus, too.
We do have asparagus. We have the traditional green, as everyone's used to. We even have some purple asparagus. And
that turns your tongue purple when you eat it.
No, it doesn't.
How about some Swiss chard?
Yes, there has actually been a little bit of. I've seen one vendor who has mm-hmm. some Swiss chard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were discussing that off the air about cooking it. Mm-hmm. That Nelsa cooks it a long time to soften it up.
If I have to cook it.
You don't like Swiss chard?
I'm not a big Swiss chard fan, but I love to grow it. It's beautiful. It's pretty. I have had some cooked Swiss chard that was very tender and good. But, yeah, it's a great, you know, it's good.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Absolutely.
It's very good for
you.
Yeah,
Rufus grew some, and that's why we've been discussing it. Do you like Swiss chard normally?
You talking to me?
No, I'm talking.
I don't know a thing about it.
To Monica.
I'll be quite honest. I have never tried it.
Okay. We're in the same. Yeah. We're in the same boat.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll report back then.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. It is beautiful, though. I do tell you that. and it's something very unique, I would say, for anybody to grow and to try. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we also have a lot of greens. We have turnip greens, spinach, kale, collards, cabbage. What else have I seen? Mustard greens, and just a great selection of those coming in now.
Yeah, broccoli.
We do have a little bit of broccoli coming in, some radishes, beets. We also have some greenhouse tomatoes, and not just the regular spicy tomatoes. We do also have some heirloom tomatoes coming in that are greenhouse grown cucumbers, and so much more that you can find all throughout our farmers area. In addition, there's a great selection of baked goods and the honey. Honey is a really good thing to probably have right now. While all the pollen is falling and everyone's fighting those seasonal allergies, the fresh local honey is usually a popular commodity during the season.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
We have a beekeeper here that does their own honey and has so much knowledge if you're maybe interested in starting to be a beekeeper yourself. And we also have fresh salsa and just so much more. It's always fun just to come out and shop around the market to see what we do have. It's always a pleasure to have all the different variety of vendors that come in. We have some craft items that pop up that are scattered through the market between our some of our overflow areas and then up into our craft shed there beside the seafood restaurant. Some very unique items. And speaking of the craft area, we have the gourmet lemonades in there, and we have the little mini donuts that we have down there that folks are crazy about, and of course some folks that make their homemade baskets, some sauces, and just so much more. It's a fun time to come out and shop around and see all the wonderful things that are grown, raised, caught, and made here in North Carolina.
Those little greenhouse cucumbers you were talking about, oh my gosh, they are so good. Like, you can just snack on those. They're just so crisp. I mean, they're amazing. I love those. I love to get those there.
Yes, they are. And, you know, it won't be long before we start seeing field-grown cucumbers, because our farmers are, I was out visiting a farm a couple weeks ago, and, of course, there's, you know, they'll start growing those cucumbers out on the Black Classic. They kind of give them a little bit of a lead time, and they get those started and get some here a little sooner than, you know, just regular production, because it keeps the ground warmer and that sort of thing. And we're always excited to see all the spring crops coming in. So from here on out, every week, we'll probably be reporting something different, something new as the season goes on and on.
How about that? Yeah, a lot to do. A lot to do in that area today. So you can stop at the farmer's market and then go on about your way, or go to Dreamville if you were lucky enough to get tickets. But find parking in the right place. If you're going to the farmer's market, park at the farmer's market. If you're going to Dreamville, follow the signs.
I might suggest
you don't park at Rufus, in front of Rufus's house.
Yeah, if you're going to the market, don't come down Lake Wheeler Road from town.
Yeah.
Come from the Beltline or across Maywood Avenue.
Mm. Yeah. Come.
That's a really great suggestion, Rufus.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always take Western Boulevard and Centennial, near Mission Valley, Avant Ferry, and then Centennial to get to the farmer's market. So that's the easiest way for me.
It is. And right now, this morning, that's probably an okay route. As it gets later into the day and more's going on over towards Greenville, Centennial may become a little more congested between here and Avant Ferry, but you can still get here. We're still open regular hours today. The only change is the seafood restaurant this evening is closing at 5 p.m. They're closing a little earlier. But everything else is wide open. Our seafood market restaurant is cooking up those homemade biscuits this morning. Market shops, the bakery, they've got the cinnamon rolls bacon, the homemade cakes and pies and canned goods and just so much more that you can find when you're shopping through the market shops. And great time to come out and be here and support all of our local growers. And I have a huge announcement to make. I don't know if everyone already knows, but we had an announcement late this week that we have a new tenant for our garden center area. And we're really excited about that. It's going to be Logan's Garden Shop. Logan's Garden Shop. They're going to be coming out. They're now located down at Seaboard Station. Most of you are familiar with them. And it's sort of a homecoming for them because they were a part of our state farmers market years ago at the old location off of Hodges Street, if most remember that. That's where Logan's got their start. And we're so happy to be bringing them back. I think they're going to be a wonderful addition to our market. And they're going to be coming back in January of 2025. Right now, they are still down at their location at Seaboard Station, but we're looking forward to having them back as part of the market family and great folks to work with.
And that is, that's wonderful. We apologize for pestering you so much about that. I'm sure everybody pestered you about who's going to be in that building, but you're a great sport as always. But that is next year's the 60th anniversary of Logan's and the 40th anniversary of the Weekend Gardener, so it's a big year.
Yes, it'll be a big year. It certainly will, and, we're looking forward to having them here, and everybody just stay tuned, and we'll give you updates as they go along. But we are happy to make that announcement, and I believe the Logan family they're excited to be coming back to the market.
Absolutely,
we're excited, and we're definitely excited to have them.
Well, it's an exciting time to be the manager of the farmers market.
It is. There's a lot going on, a lot to keep up with, and we appreciate everybody's support in helping us make the market as successful as it is.
Yeah. This is totally off the subject, but Commissioner Troxler was talking the other day about Centennial Farms, farms that have been in the same family for 100 years. Do you know anybody like that down in Johnston County, Monica, who've had in 100 years, at least 100 years in their family, a farm?
Yes, I know there are. Off the top of my mind, I can't think to name them, but I know that there are some, and I know there's some that are in that program.
Oh, so wonderful.
I have seen the signage and seen the stories on them, so that's an awesome thing to be able to maintain a family farm like that and keep it farming for that many years, and we hope to see more of it in the future.
Yeah, I always list my ears perk up when Commissioner Troxler says something. He always says interesting things. So
yes, definitely.
Well, Rufus, you going to eat a hot dog today, or are you going to the farmer's market restaurant?
I'm going. Our friend Judy, I was by there yesterday to see Gerald.
Judy.
And Judy had some Brunswick stew.
Oh, yeah.
Mmm.
And she's told me to come by, and I'm gonna partake of that.
Are you going to sit down on the seat and eat it right there?
I'm going to try to find a place to sit down.
Mmm. Brunswick stew. Need some cornbread.
Certainly do. And then I'm a connoisseur of Brunswick stew, just like I used to be of barbecue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've been to Brunswick stew festivals?
I have.
Like Brunswick,
and
Virginia.
And I've been when they used to old-timey make it up in the mountains with squirrel meat.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That was a legend at Bob Melton's down in Rocky Mountain at the barbecue place that they used squirrel meat. Bob Melton was a bootlegger. Yeah. But the restaurant went on for decades and decades, best barbecue in the world to me. And the legend was that Kay Kaiser used to bring his Hollywood friends down there, and they had had all the fixings plus the Brunswick stew with squirrel meat.
Well, that was a fact in the mountains.
Yeah.
Squirrels real easy.
I'm not sure they do that right now. I'd be happy to give about 100 squirrels to anybody for that cause if they like them.
Okay.
Rufus, I have a picture when I was doing my master's.
Stand by, Monica. Oh. Well, go ahead.
But no, when I was at a farmer's market.
Okay.
In Edinburgh.
Ooh.
And
Scotland.
In Scotland, yep. And they have a Castle Mount farmer's market, and they would serve what we would call a whole hog barbecue. That they had a gentleman who would bring a whole hog out there and sell during the farmer's market. But the vendor next to him always had gray squirrel for sale.
How about that?
Oh, my.
Because gray squirrels are an invasive
haggis
species.
Haggis and gray squirrel.
Yeah. His haggis is really good, too.
What a meal. A little cornbread and got fixings for a good meal. Maybe
gray,
some
gray squirrel and some hot chow chow relish. Yeah.
She sounds really good.
Oh, my. Speaking of
haggis. Well, Monica, I know that maybe we've taken your mind off of things for a while, the parking for a while.
Well, yes. Guys, and we love every minute of it.
Well, we love you, and I just
what topic's going to come up.
Well, that's the true truth. Our minds wander. They're getting more delicate as we get along here. Well, you have a nice, safe day, and call me if you need help. I'll be at home today. I'm not going anywhere. But if you need reinforcements, call me.
If anyone wants to come out and help us direct traffic,
Rufus, there you go. Rufus, you could certainly do that.
I've got a red shirt on today.
That's right. You could get
Thank
you a little
sign
and everything. We get you
We're
a hat
all the way
and a sign.
For NC. Oh, Carolina boy, Monica's all the way for NC State.
All the way for NC yeah. State.
I'm glad to hear that. And we're so proud of them. The girls came up short last night.
Yep.
They have nothing to hang on.
No, that was wonderful.
It was amazing.
That they got there.
Yes, definitely. And we have that big game tonight. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to it. Hoping they come out on top. And we are so proud of our NC State teams this year. They have showed up and represented Raleigh well.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
As the farmer's market and you. So you have a great day.
Take care.
And you too.
Bye, Monica.
7 days a week.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, I need to do a commercial, but I know that Brian still in Pinehurst? Is he still with us? Jason.
Hey, Jason. On the phone.
Jason, get off the phone. Jason, is Brian still there? Okay. Brian is in Pinehurst. I want to take the call before I do a commercial here. Brian, how are you today?
Hot dog. I'm
hot dog. Hot yeah, dog. Man.
You guys have been cutting up this morning.
I'll tell you. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, we tried to every morning. But.
I got a question for you guys. My yard, I've had the hardest time to get any type of grass. Grow
oh Lord
board.
like boy's eye or anything like that. We tried Bermuda. We tried everything. I guess the ground is just so acidic. Now, the weeds grow good.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You got a lot of pine trees?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah, that's a problem with, you know, you've got sand, you've got some root competition and shade. So the warm season grasses need at least probably 8 hours of sunlight. Not filtered sun, but direct sunlight. Yeah.
You can get some decent grass to grow with some zoysia and some centipedes sometimes, but the pH, you have got to lime the crap out of that sand.
Raise it, raise it, raise it.
I don't think we can say that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry.
But no, I mean, doing a soil test, you got to get that soil test in and get that soil prepped, because if you want to grow turf grass in sand hills, you know, I know you guys, there's more than 40 different golf courses in Moore County. Can you believe it? But they are testing their soil. They are managing their soil pH and fertility. But you have to, because that sand just holds nothing. And it wants to be acidic. So it's work, but it's doable. And come see me at the extension office. I can help you with that.
Yeah, up in Sanford. Mm-hmm. But is it centipede that is most tolerant of the acid soil, or
it can take a lower pH,
but it still needs a lot of sun.
Yeah,
it can. And lime.
Yes.
It still needs some lime.
Yeah, it's
not a lot of fertilizer.
It'll take 6.5, whereas some of the other ones want closer to 7.5. Yeah.
But so, it still lends itself to, you know, having smaller turf areas and then greater planting areas or natural areas or, you know, pathways or mulched areas. So
as you know, Brian, a lot of azaleas in that that filtered light and things like that, but grass is just. It's just really tough to grow in those circumstances. You can get a soil test. That's always the best place to start, and kind of that'll give you an analysis for a lot of different things, and then you can work from there. And if you know anybody who works at one of those million golf courses down there, ask them about it. Maybe they have some tips.
Well, where they open right now, getting ready to come, everything else, everybody's so busy.
I know. Mm. Well, there are some good publications. There is a website called Turf Files that NC State maintains, the turf specialist, and that has calendars for all the types of grasses and diseases and tips. That will help some, and contacting our friend Amanda here.
Mm-hmm.
Will help a great deal, I'm sure.
And Mike, you reminded me, soil testing is now free through the State Soil Lab.
As of April 1st.
Yep. So every extension office in North Carolina usually offers free boxes and free forms. And a lot of them will drive it to the State Soil Lab or mail it for you. You can mail it yourself as well. And then the extension agents and the Master Gardener volunteers in the offices can help you read your results, because sometimes it's not so straightforward.
That's tough.
But we're here to help you interpret those results. But that is only for ground soil. I like to remind folks that those soil tests are only for mineral soil you're digging out of the ground. If you're growing in raised beds or containers, that you actually run that through a different testing.
So you need to specify when you take a sample to the extension service or to Reedy Creek. If you're in Raleigh, you can take it directly to them, I think.
Yeah. If you're growing in containers or raised beds, call your local cooperative extension office and ask them about the waste compost sample. And that is not free. It always is a charge, but that is that's the sample that you have to run. Do not put your raised bed mix in through a soil sample. The report will not come back accurate. Okay.
Brian, does that help, my friend?
It does. I just want to ask one question. What an organic weed killer, and what do you guys think about perennial rye?
Perennial.
Will it grow?
Perennial rye? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, it'll grow.
It'll grow, but
it sure will grow.
Usually
but
chokes out the warm season grass, though.
And it gets real when it gets hot. Yeah, it's going to fade away.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And as far as organic, you know, pre-emergence, I mean, it's tough, but it can be done. I mean, there's, you know, corn gluten and I don't know what.
There's clarified soybean oil is where they're also moving.
Yeah. Yeah,
but really, you know, it sounds like you need to give me a call, send me some photos, and because really, what you're trying to kill also might dictate. You might need something stronger than an organic.
Or somebody with a license.
Herbicide. Yeah, or a license.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can help you find that.
Well, my friends, I appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you, and tell everybody in Pinehurst hello for me.
I'll do her.
All right, man.
Take care.
Take it easy, Brian. Bye. You know, like so many of you, weather starts warming up, and Imo's Garden is there to help you with the hungry deer and the rabbits and you know that visit the gardens looking to eat tender new growth. Wouldn't it be nice to see your garden flourish free with the nibbling leaves and the trampled flowers? With Imo's Garden deer and rabbit repellents, you can make that dream a reality. Imo's Garden repellents are made from natural ingredients, ensuring a safe and eco-friendly solution for your plants, the environment, and you. The repellents are gentle on your garden, but tough on deer and rabbits, sending them elsewhere to eat. Imo's Garden repellents are long-lasting, too. No more constantly reapplying after every rainfall or watering. Imo's Garden provides protection that stands the test of time so you can spend more time enjoying your garden and less time in worrying about those critter invasions. Imo's Garden repellents are available all over the Triangle and beyond, including local garden centers like Witherspoon Roses and Durham and Big Bloomers Flower Farm in Sanford. Protect your garden today with Imo's Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. Imo's Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. You know, if you are dealing with cars, just like humans sometimes, they got to stay healthy and safe, and to protect yourself and your car, you need to take it to King's Auto Service. They like being proactive with maintenance, and that is so smart to do. You know, the effects of the cold weather, then the warm weather. You got to check the belts, the hoses, the fluid levels, the tread depth on your tires for maximum handling and control of your vehicle, also important for winter weather protection and for when it gets hot. And King's Auto Service can help you prepare for all of that, anything for your car. And they have certified hybrid technicians, so if you have a hybrid vehicle and you've had one for a while, the high-voltage battery may be wearing down a little bit. And you can call King's on Monday and schedule a courtesy battery analysis. And they can, maybe if the battery gives out, get you a replacement. They can also take care of that 12-volt battery, too. And they have King's Correct Lube there for your oil changes. They're in Raleigh, kingautomotive.net. They're on West Street since 1946. Wow, we're almost out of time here. Thank you so much, Amanda and Daphne, for joining us this morning. She's been well-behaved.
For the most part.
It's easy for me to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Miss Nelsa, you be careful going down to the beach.
All right. And y'all come see joy. Us at the Garden Hut in Fequay Marina, or Logan's at the Garden Hut. And go Pack!
Go Pack! Yeah. Go Woo! Pack! And Rufus, you have a wonderful day with your chard.
Be the person your dog thinks you are.
I think we got another minute to kill here. We don't mean to get ahead of ourselves.
Keep going there, Rufus.
Yeah, so you were looking at our brand new magazine, and it's gorgeous.
It's fabulous, man.
It's gorgeous, it's got a lot of articles. It's even much bigger.
Yeah.
So you can find them at places like Logan's and a lot of different places in Raleigh, at the Farmer's Market and so forth. So go to the Farmer's Market, have a good meal, buy some plants, vegetables, and take a copy of the Weekend Gardener magazine with you over to Dreamville. How's that?
That's a great thing.
But get in your car and go over there and park.
Yeah.
God love you, everybody. Our listeners, thank you so much for putting up with me, and thank you all for coming.
Absolutely.
I don't know what we'd do without you, literally. Brother Rufus, you have a nice, safe week, my friend.
I will, my friend.
Okay.
Go Pack.
Go Pack.